The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing how powerful and how profound Jesus was as a storyteller, that 2,000 years on, this story still disturbs you. Because it's disturbing. We live in a world of radical egalitarianism, so that each person should get exactly the same thing. And we see it in our political order, this tension of we want everybody to have not only the same chances, but also to receive the same ends. And yet here we see there's a bit of a tug of war between those two equalnesses. The first is the opportunity, and the opportunity here to work, and the final is the end result. The end result, everyone being equal, doesn't seem to line up perfectly with the fact that everybody is given a different opportunity and works different hours. But we'd be wrong to look at this through the lens of social justice. Instead, whenever we see this landowner in the scriptures, we're thinking of God himself. So this is God himself giving out whatever might be called the usual daily wage. But perhaps it's better for us to see this is God working in his mercy. This is a generous action of God. And then we see here he's calling people into his vineyards. So we could say that he's calling people into his church to labor for the good of all. Jesus here is talking to his disciples. So he's talking to the people who are already following him, and he's responding in part to Peter's question from before, "Lord, what about us? We gave up everything to follow you." So where are we in this dynamic, and how ought this passage orient us in our endeavors and in our life as Christians? I think first of all, we have to see that we cannot be looking around at what other people are receiving from God and compare that somehow to what we're receiving from God. God is covenanting himself with us. He is giving himself to us whole and entire. He gives himself to us fully and freely. And what we receive depends on our capacity to receive it. And this is why then this whole story turns on what Jesus says at the end. The last will be first and the first will be last. Because by virtue of their waiting in line and receiving, right, the people who worked all day waiting to receive their payment and expecting more, when they received the same, they experienced it as less. And how the people at the front of the line who worked only a short hour or two and received the daily wage, received it as more. because the dispositions of their hearts were different. So how is it that when we approach God in a sense of, you know, we're fighting for what we believe is truly ours, that guy did 1 hour work, I did five, so I get five times as much. That calculating mind frame actually diminishes the capacity of our hearts to receive from the generosity of God. Whereas the first people in line who worked only 1 hour saw what they received from God as unmerited, as superfluous, but also providing for their daily needs. So God is providing for them. He is giving them what is superfluous and out of his generosity. Whereas the others are starting to think, okay, yeah, well, if they get that, what do I deserve? What do I deserve? And we can see their hearts decreasing. We can see their hearts diminishing in capacity. So where are we? I mean, this dynamic here is quite similar to the response that we'll get when we read that story, the prodigal son, which makes us all into the elder brother who stands outside and refuses to enter the party that God is throwing for everybody. The same here. And just one last thing. The image of these people waiting to receive what it is God is giving them ought to remind us, I think, of the communion line that we form every day. That's the usual daily wage. This is the super substantial bread that Jesus gives us. The life of God himself is being given to each and every one of us. It's the fullness of God. The fullness of God is being given. But how is it received? Do we receive it with that sense that we don't deserve this gift? And yet God gives it to us anyway. So we praise God. We're thankful. Our hearts overflow with love of God because he has given himself to us in this capacity. Or are we going to look around and say, that guy probably doesn't. He shouldn't get that. He shouldn't receive that. Right? No, it's not that way at all. We want everybody to come to receive Jesus. We want everybody to come to receive what we need for today. The usual daily wage, what we need for today. And every time we come before him, we receive him. But remember, we receive him in according to our own capacity. And so the more we come before God in praise and adoration of him, the more we come before God with open hearts to what he wants, what he desires for us, the more we'll receive him. And the more we take that and go back into the vineyard to work with what he's given us, the more our capacity will again increase. The more we follow after Jesus in everything we think and say and do, the more we start to receive the effects of that grace poured into our hearts day after day. The super substantial bread that Jesus gives us, his own life given to us day by day.